Griff, how you been, man?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks for squeezing me in today.
I'm watching you with Feinbaum yesterday. Very good segment, as usual. But Feinbaum looks beat down. He let you just wail on any number of subjects, which, by the way, Griff, I thought you were eloquent on, not critiquing you. And he didn't. Usually, you know how Feinbaum, he waits for the gotcha moment, whether he believes it or not, and then he goes into some diatribe. He just let you go unfettered yesterday.
I think Paul believes that my point is the gotcha moment. I think there's steam behind this. I think this is a problem with the College Football Playoff Committee. I think it's a matter of conflict of interest. And once people get past it and realize, look, I'm not trying to make a case here because I cover Georgia. I'm making a case this could happen to somebody else. This could happen to Tennessee next year or 3 years from now or whenever. The problem is this, and I'm going to boil this down succinctly. They have a recusal policy. Okay, just so everyone knows, let me catch everybody up. 13 people on this college football selection committee. There's four or five sitting ADs, active ADs. For example, the Oklahoma AD last year, okay? When Oklahoma gets talked about, he's got to leave the room. Now, that makes sense. In other words, you can't vote for your own team. Here's the problem. When Georgia gets talked about, the team that Oklahoma's trying to beat out for that last spot, he doesn't have to leave the room. So while he cannot vote for his own team, he can essentially lobby against the competition. That's the problem. That's the conflict of interest. That's what has to change. The recusal policy. If the college football playoff wants to keep sitting ADs on there, if they're just damned to do that, then at the very least, you've got to say, you know what? If you have a team that's in the top 10, we're going to have to sub you out. We're going to have an alternate. You can't be in the room at all. Never mind not talking about your own team. We don't want you talking about other teams that your team could be competing with. If you don't do that, then at the very least, you better give me some transparency. I want to know what's being said, and I want to know how you voted. I just can't sit back and let 13 people decide the college football playoff and not know what the criteria is, not know who's saying what. I mean, who the heck decides that the Oklahoma and Ohio State AD are on there and not the Georgia or the Tennessee or the UCLA? You see what I'm saying here?
Has Bill Hancock commented on this?
Yeah, I talked to Bill about it in California, and I talked to Greg Sankey about it. And look, this is the policy, and this is the way it is right now. And frankly, Bill, I think that's because this is the way the TV money wants it. All right? If you're asking why it's this vague, why is it this vague? You might say, there's a lot of smart people involved here. People a lot smarter than me. If they really wanted to drill down and come down with a precise, exact science where everybody knew the rules up front, and we could lock in the four teams based strictly on the results in a formula, they can do that. We did it with the BCS. But you know what they lose if they do that? They lose the ability to manipulate and present the TV ratings that are going to give them the best, the matchups that are going to give them the best TV ratings. I contend that this system is intentionally vague so it can be manipulated for matchups and TV ratings.
What'd you take out of Kirby Smart's appearance yesterday?
He's confident. You know, I really liked what Kirby had to say. Listen, I said to you today, hey, I got to get there in time for Saban. It's not because I'm an Alabama fan. It's because this guy's a tremendous philosopher, a college football philosopher. I want to hear what he's got to say. I want to hear what Nick Saban has to say about the game of college football. I want to hear what Nick Saban has to say about the transfer portal. I want to hear what Nick Saban has to say about all the new quarterbacks in the SEC, right? Because he's a newsmaker, because what he says matters. Kirby Smart is becoming that guy. Kirby Smart said some fascinating things yesterday. You know, Georgia, it's not broke, okay? You don't lead Alabama 200, lead or be tied with Alabama 281 out of 290 plays or 118 minutes and 56 seconds out of 120 minutes in the last two games, right? Georgia is on the level with Alabama. They haven't finished it. They haven't won. But talent-wise and football-wise, anybody that watched those games knows Georgia could have easily won those games, right? But here's the thing. Kirby says even though he likes what he's doing and he wants that consistency, he recognizes the need to change. No complacency. He said, you know what, 10 years from now, I still need to be changing. And where do we suppose that he got that from if you look to Nick Saban and his evolving offense? So some fascinating characters. There's a reason these guys make a lot of money and they're on top of the game. That's why it's laughable when fans and, yes, even sports writers second-guess them sometimes.
We were talking earlier And hopefully I'm not making more out of a podium appearance than it needs to be, because that's not where the football's won and lost. But I was very impressed with Jeremy Pruitt yesterday.
Well, in the sense that he was able to filibuster for 22 minutes, so he didn't have to answer questions?
Correct. They get 30 minutes. He talked for – Dari Noka said it was 21 minutes and something seconds. I don't remember. So almost 22, as you mentioned. But I thought it was pretty thorough.
Listen, Jeremy is not a stupid guy, okay? Don't be fooled by the IH and the country accent and all that other stuff. I covered the Alabama team that Jeremy played for, and I still talk to coaches that were on that team. And there's a reason that Jeremy was the captain of the scout team, okay? Number one, 90% of the other schools in the country he would have been starting as a safety. But Alabama had the best secondary in the country under Gene Stallings, and so he was a third string. But he was the captain of the scout team because every week Jeremy Pruitt could go in there and learn the opponent's defense in one day and call it live on the field against the first-team offense and give that Alabama offense and Freddie Kitchens, his old roommate, good look. Okay, Jeremy Pruitt is a very intelligent guy. So don't be fooled by the aw shucks and the all rights. I mean, Gene Stallings pulled the wool over everybody's eyes, too. And he was the smartest guy in the room. I'm not ready to say Jeremy's the smartest guy in the room, but he's one of them. And he went in there yesterday knowing there's no answers that anybody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear why they lost to Vanderbilt or Missouri. Nobody wants to. He can't explain how you beat Auburn and Kentucky and then lose to Vandy and Missouri and your players quit. Now, I did see him take accountability for that and say, you know what, that's on me. Those guys, you know, that's on me as the head coach. But he doesn't want to spend 30 minutes doing that, Bill. So he gave you a rundown on his team. Here's the thing, okay? Tennessee, a 7-9 win team this year. They're not where anybody wants them to be. I'm not saying don't get excited about it, because it's a process. I've watched teams I've covered go through this. They get better. I mean, heck, Kirby Smart was 8-4 his first year. I didn't even know if it was a good hire at the time. Right, but this is going to take time for Tennessee. They got to get some talent in there. I'm not convinced that Garantano, is championship caliber quarterback. I think he's a decent quarterback, but where would I rank him in the SEC? Probably somewhere in the middle. Hadn't proven to be a winner to me yet. Now that may change this year when he has a little bit more line protection. But he's got great wide receivers, and now he's got, I think, one of the better offensive coordinators in the country. So. To me, Tennessee is 7-9 win team, but that's not where Jeremy wants it. It's not where Fulmer wants it. It's not where the Vols fans want it. They're still a year or two away from contending for a championship.
Griff, I know it's a zoo down there. Oh, before I let you go, rank this year just chaos-wise compared to other years in Hoover.
Not as bad, but I'll tell you what happened last night. They had this College Football 150 show. And also at the end of yesterday, they brought in Herschel Walker, Steve Spurrier, and Archie Manning. And they took the stage. And let me tell you, this was long overdue. I don't know who finally thought of it, but it was brilliant. The most entertaining segment of SEC Media Days, probably since Jackie Sherrill showed up wearing sunglasses in 94, was yesterday. Listening to Herschel Walker and Archie Manning and Steve Spurrier talk about the game's current issues, about the transfer portal, about their thoughts on these current college coaches and where the game's at. Because you know what? These legends, these guys, they don't hold back, Bill. They don't give a damn. You know what? Herschel Walker even said, look, you guys aren't going to like what I got to say, but I think you should stay to your world at word, and I don't think you should transfer. You know, I mean, and he prefaces it with that. And, and Archie Manning was just some great stories. And I just thought, my gosh, why haven't we been doing this for years? These are the forefathers of college football in the SEC. These are the guys. These guys know. Steve Spurrier, Archie Manning, Herschel Walker, they've lived it. They've lived what everybody else in this room, coaches and players, are trying to be. They're the pinnacle. Why aren't they on the College Football Playoff Committee? Archie actually was. Spurrier, when I met with him and Reynolds Lake, Georgia, at a golf tournament. Spurrier doesn't like this committee. He thinks it's crazy. Well, why you got some committee deciding this? Is there any other sport to put some committee together? No, the Olympic swimmers, they go swim. They see who the fastest is. Track's the same way. Other teams, they have tournaments. College football, no. We got a committee telling us what to do. So, yeah, I went off on Feinbaum yesterday, and And, yeah, Steve Spurrier is in agreement. And I think a lot of other people are, too, the more they think about it, Bill.
Griff, we'll see you next week, bud.
Appreciate it.